Well, welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The U.S. News & World Report's annual hospital rankings came out today, and only one Massachusetts hospital made the honor roll list of top 20. That's Massachusetts General Hospital. They made it at number 4. That means for the first time in 24 years, Brigham and Women's Hospital isn't included on that list. A spokesperson for the hospital says while they're disappointed not to be included, quote, "we are confident that high-quality care we provide to our patients has not wavered." They also cite some changes in the rankings methodology. But the U.S. News and World Report is just one group among many that evaluate hospitals, including the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Consumer Reports, and even Yelp. And it can all be very confusing. I mean, if you're number 3 on one list and number 10 on another and not even on yet a third list, what does that actually mean for the quality of care that the hospital is providing? And if you're a patient, say you break an arm, how much should you really take these rankings into consideration when you need care? Well, joining us to explain is Dr. Ashish Jha. He's a professor of health policy at Harvard School of Public Health and director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. Dr. Jha, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. First of all, I mean, were you surprised by the Brigham not being in the top 20 of the U.S. News rankings?
You know, I was a little bit. They've made it to the top 20 pretty consistently year after year. Every year, U.S. News changes its methodology a little. I was surprised it made enough of a difference that they dropped out.
Okay. So let me just jump to the second question here. I mean, does it even matter?
Well, you know, it matters in the following way. First of all, you could ask, does it matter which hospital you go to? And I think the answer to that is overwhelmingly yes. Hospitals vary a lot in performance. Some of them are really terrific. Other ones are less so. I guess the second question is, how much do these rankings capture that? And there, I would say some rankings are really not very useful at all, and other rankings are much better. And U.S. News tends to be one of the better ones. It tends to use pretty good data, and overall, I think it's a pretty useful measure.
Interesting, because it's quite different when it comes to its other famous college rankings, for example. People have a wide variety of opinion on whether or not those college rankings are very useful, but it sounds like you feel differently about their hospital ranking. So, I mean, should people be looking at lists like this when deciding where to get their care? Because in a certain degree, we have choice, but maybe not that much choice.
Yeah. So, look, I think if you ask yourself, what do you care about when you go to the hospital? For most people, the number one thing is like having a good outcome, right? If you're really sick, you don't want to die. You want to be treated with dignity and respect. You can go track that kind of data down for hospitals. That's out there. It's available. U.S. News, one of the reasons I like it is because a big chunk, in my opinion, not enough of a chunk, but a big chunk of the rating is driven by those outcomes. Data. And so it's a pretty reasonable shorthand. If you have more time and want to do the digging yourself, you can get better data out there on the web. But I think as a shorthand, it's not a bad place to start.
Okay. Well, what about this slightly different view? It's from Mary Beth Shannon, director of the California Healthcare Foundation's Informing Decision Makers program.
Yep.
And she says that hospitals aren't consistently good or consistently bad on all the different services they provide because they are such complex places. And maybe that makes it difficult to take stock in these rankings.
Yeah, no, so she's got a good point, right, which is that no hospital is perfect or terrific at everything or awful at everything. But what we know from really now 15 years of data from really good studies is that things like leadership, management, practices, those really do vary from hospital to hospital, and they actually have effects across all your care. So it might be that you're terrific at cardiology, but if you have great leadership and really good management and really good health information system, that's going to show up in better quality in your OB care, in your heart disease care, in your diabetes care. So I actually do think there are some of these broader themes that cut across the entire institution.
Now, what about in terms of, in reality, how much choice patients actually have? Because aren't they largely constrained by, you know, what their insurance will cover?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And so if you have Medicare, for instance, and you generally have more flexibility, Medicaid patients often have more flexibility. If you're a privately insured patient, the way I am, or a lot of people are in kind of managed care programs, you are much more limited by what's covered in your network and what's not. And so therefore, people tend to have, you know, fewer choices. Most people still have some choices, and paying attention to where you're going still matters.
Mm. And do we know if insurers look at these rankings at all, or are they it's completely they ignore them because they're negotiating with hospitals, for example, directly?
It's a funny thing, because insurers basically try to ignore them, but hospitals market the heck out of them and make it very hard for insurers to ignore them. So if you're ranked really well on U.S. News, you're going to market that to the community. The community is going to say, oh, I really want to go to that hospital. And then the hospitals use that as a way to negotiate higher prices with insurers.
Hmm. I wonder, though, are there better ways to make these decisions than the rankings? I mean, the rankings are convenient, right? You just sort of go to one place, you see the list, you also can sort to figure out the basis by which they've done these rankings. But is it the best way to make a decision? Are there other resources that patients could go to if they have choices in terms of where they get their care?
Yeah, so as I said, you know, I think U.S. News is better than other rankings. It's still, I think, that, for instance, a chunk of it is still based on reputation. A chunk of it is still based on all these other factors that I think are not so important. So look, if you really want to do this for yourself and you have the time and ability to do this, I mean, obviously beginning by talking to your doctor and getting your doctor's experience is important. But you can go to the Hospital Compare website that's run by the federal government, and there's some really good outcomes data on there, and you can go through that and try to do the work yourself of just really focusing on outcomes, because you don't want to be distracted by a lot of other features. What you really care about, I think, most of the time, is are you going to have a good outcome if you get sick? And U.S. News is an okay way to get that. There are even better ones.
Okay. So are there measures that you would like to see the ranking systems use that currently aren't?
Yes, I think we've made progress on this, by the way. You know, 10 years ago, I think these rankings were all reputation. And of course, reputation is circular, because you get ranked really high, and then next year everybody's going to rank you high because the reputation is good. So I think we've moved forward on looking at things like mortality, looking at things like infections, looking at how often people say they're treated with dignity and respect. I think we're making progress. I want to see much more of that. I want to see, if you have hip surgery, what you really care about is, in 6 months, will I be up and walking around and being able to run if I did that before? That kind of stuff, that stuff the patients really care about, we're still not really measuring it, and it's mostly, to the extent that we are, it's not making it into the rankings yet. I want to see that stuff show up.
Yeah, and I wonder, and forgive me if this is a slight repetition of an earlier question, but is there also, could these rankings imply a superiority of care that doesn't necessarily exist? Because I'm thinking in practical terms, especially in a place like Greater Boston, where there is such a surfeit of great hospitals, that, you know, if you don't see a hospital in the top 10 or top 20, it may be very human to think, oh, maybe the care isn't so great there, when in truth, the differences might be very slight.
Yeah, so no, that's a great point. Look, there are 5,000 hospitals in America. There are about 60 hospitals in Massachusetts. I think there are differences between hospitals. Which hospital you go to really does make a difference. But, you know, the rankings, if somebody's ranked third versus ranked 10th, does that matter? Probably not. And if we did a ranking of all the hospitals in Massachusetts, is number one going to be different than number 50? Absolutely. But I wouldn't worry too much. It's kind of like the college rankings, where one year one university is number two, the other one is number three. No one should be choosing based on those small differences. To the extent that you can really look at the broad trends over time, you get a sense that there are some really top-performing hospitals. For instance, Beth Israel Deaconess, I think, is one of the best hospitals in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even show up in the rankings.
Right.
But it's actually a terrific place. So there are lots of institutions that do really well.
Well, that's Dr. Ashish Jha. He's professor of health policy at the Harvard School of Public Health and director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. Dr. Jha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.